You're listening to SBS News.
A new program supporting Indigenous businesses is being backed by some of Australia's largest corporations. It's a Business Council of Australia initiative promising billions in contracts for Indigenous suppliers. A Nawan man, Paul Sinclair, is the managing director of Aboriginal company Miri Miri, which helps organisations improve their understanding of Indigenous cultures. He says the latest pledge is a game changer for businesses like his.
I think it's a great initiative. As an Indigenous business, we, you know, want to grow, we want to develop, we want there to be economic benefits out there, and these type of opportunities allow us to continue to be competitive in the market and allows us to grow to a point where potentially we may not need it, these type of initiatives.
Under the Raising the Bar proposal, some of Australia's biggest firms will join together and collectively spend $3 billion on supplies from Indigenous businesses over a five-year period. The corporates include Qantas, Rio Tinto, BP Australia, Commonwealth Bank and Lendlease. Mr. Sinclair is hoping the program will create more jobs for Indigenous people.
These type of opportunities allow Indigenous businesses to grow. As we grow, we then create opportunities for other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to work with us. It just feels wonderful to be able to give back to our community and offer them opportunities to be employed in Indigenous business. It's great.
Lendlease Head of Indigenous Affairs, Melissa Haig, says they have a social responsibility to support economic participation.
Corporations have the ability and responsibility to positively and meaningfully contribute to the social and economic fabric of Australia, which is about celebrating and acknowledging the culture and heritage of Australia's First Nations people.
The initiative is a landmark collaboration between the Business Council of Australia and Indigenous Supply Directory Supply Nation. Business Council Australia CEO Jennifer Westacott says council members already employ more than 20,000 Indigenous Australians.
It's not just businesses that join up to this. We want to see local government that uses a lot of suppliers, particularly in regional communities. We want them to sign up to this initiative because they're big spenders in local communities, and we think they could raise the bar in terms of the number of Indigenous suppliers they use.
She hopes this $3 billion boost will create even more jobs and improve the living conditions of Indigenous Australians across the nation. For a Nawan man, Paul Sinclair, the investment is essential.
It is really important for Indigenous people and businesses to thrive in Australia. You know, we're a very ancient people. We've been here for thousands and thousands of years. I know a lot of overseas visitors, that's the number one thing they want in terms of an Indigenous experience. So to have Indigenous businesses cater to those type of needs, to cater all different types of needs, is extremely important.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.